Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Second breath, here we go. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, the news, both coming up. Plus, there's a brand new episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. This week, we're talking about the MLS's back tournament, because it's back, and it's a tournament, and it's at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ugh, 6 a.m.? Oh, wait, I'm already up, because I do Mornings on The End. Hi. So here's a crazy story from over the weekend. Crazy? No. So here's a story from over the weekend. I fall asleep on Saturday night, like one does. I go to bed very early because I'm a very early riser. So on Saturday, I stayed up till 9:45. Look out. Oh, no. Look out. But literally look out, because the fireworks started back up. 1 week to the day after 4th of July, things are still booming in the air. Kaboom, boom, bam, boom, 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 right? Very frustrating, to say the least, to be woken from your sleep by that. Now, however many days later, then I hear a saint of my neighborhood, a church of the neighborhood saints. There is a man who is so mad, and he is yelling, and there are many F-bombs. And I think that this hero might have actually stopped the fireworks from continuing. All in all, about 10 different explosions. And these are from people who set off thousands and thousands of dollars worth of fireworks. But this guy is like some sort of tirade of yelling and then shut the f*** up! Another one goes off. He loses it again. F-bombs, everything. And then it all just dies out. And I was like, you, sir, are at the point that I'm at inside my head, but you have now let it out and expressed yourself. And it is amazing. And I am happy for you. Thank you for being the hero that we deserved. Listen, I love a firework. They're pretty. I hate a firework a week later at 10 o'clock at night. I know that's when it gets dark. I get it. The Seahawks score a touchdown. You're going to set one off. I'll be mad, but that's fine. I get it. They're beautiful. But it's a week after the 4th of July. And like, part of me, like caveman brain, is like, I hope you burn down your house. Then part of me is like, I hope they don't burn down my house. And another part of me is like, dude, too extreme of a reaction. But we're all there. It's like every time you see someone being a dick about the COVID-19, you're like, I hope you get COVID-19. Then you got to walk that back, because you're like, I don't want the medical professionals who have to deal with the people who get COVID-19 getting COVID-19. Like emergency room doctors. One of those is in my family, and I do not want him to get the disease that kills people or ruins their lives. Like, I don't want that. So while I want you to get the coronavirus, I actually don't, because of the other people. But I still kind of do. But I don't, but I don't, but I don't. Conflict. We had a busy weekend of people catching COVID-19.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, almost 1,500 additional COVID-19 cases were confirmed in Washington State over the weekend, including 14 more deaths. Sad stuff. Quick note this morning, metered parking resumes today in Seattle. For now and for the next month-ish, it only sets you back 50 cents an hour. It's pretty reasonable, but still, be prepared. Like, if you haven't moved your car in a minute, now is the time. An Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Chicago was forced to return to SeaTac 20 minutes after departing, after a passenger threatened to kill everyone on board. I know this is messed up, but my first thought was like, mask anger? Is this about a mask? Wrong. It was about religion or something. Sounders FC played to a 0-0 draw on Friday. Cool. One of the most boring matches of ever. It was one of those times when you watch and think, yeah, I could probably do that. And by that, I mean cramp up and fall over after running around in Florida. They play their second game of the MLS is Back tournament tomorrow at 6 a.m. Oof. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin could be facing recall after a judge said that should those seeking to boot the mayor collect 50,000 signatures, the mayor could be given the boot. Specifically, they'll be trying to convince signees and then voters that she should be removed for using chemical agents against street violence that erupted in Seattle in the last couple months. And what will the Washington football team change their name to? They've been using a racial slur for like ever, and they're expected to announce a new nickname today. I got it. Climate Pledge Arena.
You just got news.
Seattle Sounders FC play the Chicago Fire 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Again, the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast slide tackles that.
Nice.
We review the last match, which was terrible, boring, and full of like really waterlogged play. It looks like these players running around in Orlando in like zillion degree heat and 100% humidity. That's not true, but close enough. It looks like they're like playing soccer in a swimming pool. That's definitely how you get COVID-19. Anyway, 6 a.m. matchup. Looking forward to it. Sorry, I gave it two plugs. I know. Anyone watch the Styrian Grand Prix, the second time F1 raced at the Red Bull Ring in Austria, Spielberg, Austria? Man, we've had two different winners in two different races. I'm loving it. I'm loving all this action. Lando Norris, Twitch streamer during the downtime where there was no F1 racing. 18-year-old, maybe 19-year-old kid. Killing it. Looking great. A lot of seat shuffling going on for next season. They're going to be racing like every weekend. If you wanted to get into a sport, hop onto Netflix and watch Drive to Survive. It's the Formula One documentary show. If you watch season two, it'll get you all set up for the season. No big deal. You learn about who all the different players are in it and stuff, and it's fun. I warn you, Formula One racing over the course of 90 minutes is very boring unless you are into it and you understand what's going on. The show is very good because it is exciting and dramatic and all those things, right? But just so you know, when you get into it, it can be challenging. You just got to watch how a 2-year-old reacts to it. It's his favorite thing, but after about 4 minutes, he is all out until there's some action. He calls me Ada, Daniel Avocado, he crashed from like the day before. I'm like, yeah. And they fixed his car and he's back out there. Okay, I'll crash. And then he gets into his cardboard box and makes sound effects, and then, sure enough, a crash. But he still manages to win the race somehow. Not the same for Daniel Avocado. That's only the things of video games. Ooh, like a video game that went for more than $100,000, setting a world record.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Oh boy, the sealed copy of the old school NES game Super Mario Bros. Sold for $114,000 at auction this week. You could trade an entry-level Amazon employee for that. Top comment on Reddit says, quote, GameStop's bid of 50 cents did not win the auction. Hot take. All told, almost $1 million of vintage games changed hands. The future of high-speed internet globally is pretty interesting. You've got SpaceX ruining astronomy by putting those trains of satellites into orbit. But Google is going a very weird other direction with Project Loon. It's a series of plastic high-altitude balloons they just tested. They float around, beaming info to each other, creating a network to keep rural areas online. Okay, I just can't wait for the balloons to run out of whatever floaty gas they're using and then just barely hover above the ground before a cat starts playing with them. Hilarity ensues. And finally, Amazon is going to start requiring third-party sellers to disclose their name and address to sell things. I'm sorry, what? What do you mean they're going to start requiring that? What were the requirements before? Oh, I've got this bird, you see, that'll peck a keyboard. Whoop, good enough. Welcome to Prime.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. Thanks for listening to the radio, everything. Appreciate talking to you. Love having fun. Okay, bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.